The Gospel reading is from John chapter 14. Jesus answered, "Judas, not Iscariot, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. This is the word of life.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen.
And justice and love and kindness and compassion, I am absolutely delighted to introduce to you this year's confirmation class, Lizzie Clemens.
Hello. My name is Lizzie Clemens. I am an 8th grader at Chinook Middle School. I enjoy playing soccer, skiing, camping, and fishing. I have been coming to St. Mark's since last summer. Two things I appreciate about our church are how welcoming everyone is and how kind everyone is. I'm confirming my faith today. I would describe faith as a soft but blinding light that guides us through life. The best thing about faith is that there are people you can share it with. But a challenge that comes with that is being your own person. No one can choose your faith for you. One of the best things about God is his forgiveness. I believe God is loving, forgiving, and righteous. A time I felt really close to God was whenever I came to church, because I feel a special bond every time I am here. My faith is important to me because it helps me become a better person. I have learned about God and faith through church and confirmation. These past couple of years, my faith has changed in this way. I've learned to be more involved in my faith. My favorite hymn is Christ Be Our Light. And in school right now, specifically English, we are learning about how we can find light in the darkest of times. Usually we would think of something dark in our history, but in this hymn, it is life. Life is the darkness because we don't know what is going to happen next. So we need Christ to guide us through, because we cannot do it ourselves. I would like to thank my mentor, even though she isn't here, Vicki Levinsky. My mentor has helped me grow in my faith by letting me be honest and listening to me. We've had some great conversations during confirmation, and it has helped me grow in my faith and as a child of God. I would also like to thank God for this opportunity, my parents, Deb and Jeff Clemens, my sister, Katie Clemens, and everyone else who has helped me to get to this point in my life. Thank you for supporting me on this important day.
Thank you, Lizzie. Now we'll hear from Evan Curley.
Hello, my name is Evan Curley. I'm an 8th grader and I go to Aspire Middle School. I enjoy Boy Scouts, playing my trumpet, and studying astrophysics. I've been coming to St. Mark's since 2012. Two of the things I appreciate about our church is all the nice people I get to meet out here, and of course the music that we have for our church. I am confirming my faith today. I would describe faith as your trust in God and the Holy Spirit all around you. The best thing about faith is it makes you be part of an amazing community. Everybody here is part of that amazing community as well. The most challenging thing about faith is making it to church every Sunday. One of the best things about God is he loves me, my family, and everyone in the world. I believe God is loving, kind, and forgiving. I feel really close to God when I am out in nature, surrounded by beautiful things that sometimes you may have never seen before. My faith is important to me because it helps me make the right choices in life. I've learned about God and faith through not only the church and confirmation, but through talking with people, learning about what each and everybody in this room is like, and just meeting people. These past couple of years, my faith has changed in me learning my own faith and understanding more of yours. I would like to thank my mentors, Mr. Dan and Miss Nancy. My mentors have helped me grow in my faith through talking with them, having nice meals with them, and just having a great time in general. I would also like to thank my parents, Julie and Randolph Curley, my grandparents for also helping supporting me, and my aunt as well for coming to church and even bringing her dog sometimes. And the rest of my family, I would like to thank them as well. Thank you for supporting me on this very important day.
Thank you, Evan. Now we get to hear from Lainey Sneva.
Hello, my name is Lainey Sneva, and I am an eighth grader at Chinook Middle School. Over these past 2 years, I have focused on my faith more than I ever have. With the help of my two mentors, Vicky and Erla, I have learned more about myself and strengthened my relationship with Christ, who I accept as my Lord and Savior. I am so grateful to have a family who supports me in everything I do and helps me accomplish more in school and sports, as well as my faith. So thank you, Mom, Dad, and Zaya, for all that you do. Confirmation has helped me be able to understand the importance of Christ in my life, and our lessons have guided me through everyday struggles, as well as more challenging ones. During both years, I have had such a fun time talking and learning about God, sometimes in very unconventional ways. Because of this, going to confirmation is always something I look forward to, especially during mentor nights when I get to play faith-related games and talk to my mentor. It is very enlightening for us to share opinions and answer questions about faith and life. It was so amazing to have other adults to support and guide me, as well as getting to form friendships with the other kids in my confirmation class. Confirmation has been an amazing experience, and our conversations are something that I will truly miss. Thank you, Pastor Beth, my mentors, and everyone else who has helped me through this journey. I really appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.